The reason I wrote this book was because of my own encounters with complexity. And as I looked around, it wasn't just me. Everyone was having trouble with how complex the world was getting. I'll give you a small example. On my computer, I have a bunch of icons on the bottom of my computer, and I don't really know what they're for. They represent software applications, and I don't know what they are. I don't need them. I'm not going to use them. But when someone suggested I should take them all off, I said, no, no, just leave it alone, because I have some fear that they're going to affect the things that work fine on my computer. Worse yet, about a week ago, I got a window that said I needed to order upgrades for these software programs that I don't use and really don't want. And I found myself ordering them. And I knew this was a nonsensical thing, but I had fear. I was afraid it would affect my other work. And when I talk to other people, they have lots of software on their computers that they will never use, but they're afraid to take off. So that's just one little ridiculous example of complexity. But let's say that I've got a problem and I want to stop a check at my local bank. If I call my local bank now, I can't reach my branch. I go to an 800 number clearinghouse in some foreign country where, in fact, they speak a different language and they don't really know me or my account or my problem. And the truth of the matter is that it takes me a long time to explain to them what it is that I want to do. In fact, it's faster for me to get in my car and drive to my local bank so that I can talk to somebody and they could probably straighten it out in 10 seconds rather than me try to explain to someone in a foreign country. But let's ratchet it up a level. What if that bank is going out of business? There's a global banking crisis, and suddenly I need to get a hold of somebody and take some action quickly. That's a whole nother level of complexity. And all of us are facing these kinds of things, whether it's problems with climate change or nuclear proliferation, pandemic virus. It's getting really, really hard to collect the facts that will allow me to act responsibly. And perhaps the greatest example of this was when we as a country made the decision to go into the Iraq War. Now, I'm a very responsible person, and it occurred to me that because I didn't go out and collect facts, and I didn't become an informed citizen, I allowed my president to lead me into a war that I frankly don't believe we should have gone into in retrospect. So, in order to be able to make a more informed decision, I took it upon myself to go to the FBI site to find more about who these terrorist groups are and why they would want to kill me and what we should maybe do about it. But I found out there were 18 active terrorist groups. And I spent about 60 days trying to understand what their history was, what their agendas were. In fact, there are about 6 groups with the word jihad attached to them, but they don't like each other. It's not like the United States is their only enemy. They're enemies against each other as well. And they're in all different areas of the Middle East. The point I would make is I'm a retired writer, and I could afford to take 60 days to really go in depth and do research. It's what I do. But at the end of that 60 days, I realized if tomorrow my president said, we're going to have to escalate the war in Iraq, I would have to trust my president. It has become impossible to collect the information and the knowledge for me to make a responsible decision, whether it's banking, whether I should travel when there's a pandemic virus alert. I don't understand what the security codes are at the airport. I think orange is better than yellow, but I don't know what to do when it's orange or yellow. And nobody that I sit at the airport with really knows. So the world has gotten extremely complex. What happens when the rate at which our brains evolve is significantly slower than the rate at which we manufacture complexity and make new scientific discoveries?